This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Tuesday, September 16, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Jetliner manufacturer Airbus said on Monday that it expects South Africa's air traffic to increase by 7% between 2007 and 2016. And it anticipates a further 5.9% growth by 2026. The average global increase was estimated to be about 5% during 2007 to 2016. This would increase by 4.4% between 2016 and 2026. Airbus Vice President for Sales in Africa, Hadi Akum, said that this initial 5% growth could be positively affected by an increase in air traffic in China and India. Cement producer PPC has released the final 1,200-page environmental impact report for its planned 4 billion rand expansion and upgrade of the aging Riebeek cement factory in the Western Cape. The new plant will have a capacity of about 1.3 million tonnes a year. Should the Western Cape's Environmental Affairs Department approve the project, construction will start in mid-2009. It will take some 3 years to complete. The new Western Cape cement factory will be considerably more efficient than the existing 550,000-tonne-a-year plant. It will use less water, energy and 30% less coal per tonne of cement produced. A mine worker died at Anglo Platinum's Amandelbult mine, northwest of Johannesburg, on Monday. Spokesperson Simon Tebele said that the hopper-related accident occurred at about 3 a.m. at the mine's number one shaft. Monday's accident came less than a week after a winch-related accident claimed the life of a worker at the Lebowa Platinum Mine in Limpopo. It was not immediately clear if Amandelbult would be closed. Tebele said that inspectors were currently on site. The South African government temporarily shuts mines after deaths so that companies can probe safety measures. Also making headlines, Cisco unveils its 215 million rand ICT investment in anticipation of a broadband boom. The International Association of Science Parks is looking to establish an African chapter. The UN Conference on Trade and Development says that Africa's trade progress is slower than expected, despite liberalization. Gold falls 1% as the safe haven demand falls. Simmers and Jack Mine starts hoisting operations at its Buffelsfontein No. 5 shaft. And analysts say that Booysendal is the next Impala Rustenburg and may replace the Leeuwkop project. In political news, suspected Al-Qaeda gunmen ambush Mauritanian troops. South American leaders back Bolivia's morals. A UN report states that the human rights situation in Sudan is grim. And Jacob Zuma says the ANC has faith in the judiciary. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.